the King Island Courier, which is the local newspaper on King Island, it went into recess about a month ago. But what happened is that Font PR from Hobart have come to the rescue. They are the new owners of the King Island Courier, and they'll be resuming publication in January. It's been going since 1972, so it's a big part of life on King Island. Font PR, by the way, they've got seven Tasmanian independent newspapers under their banner at the moment. And Brad Stansfield, who's one of the partners, actually was a former editor of the King Island Courier. But the new editor, who starts, well, he started already, but the first edition coming out on January the 21st, is a Northwest Coaster, Roger Hansen, who I used to work with at The Advocate many years ago, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Roger. I've got to say, first of all, congratulations on the appointment, and well done to Font PR for picking up the paper.
Good afternoon, Martin, and thank you very much. Yes, it's a fantastic job by Font. And because that we now have Font Publishing, which is a subsidiary of Font PR, and so it's all locally owned publications in Tasmania, so we've sort of become the largest locally owned media company, producing about a million newspapers a year.
And it's going against the trend too, isn't it? Because we see, you know, particularly during the pandemic, we saw a number of local newspapers closing down all around Australia, and of course Australian Consolidated Media, who own The Advocate and Examiner, they were closing down more than just weekly publications. And, you know, things were looking pretty grim for the newspaper industry. So you're really bucking the trend here a fair bit, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Defying the trends completely and taking on closed newspapers. This is going to be the fourth one that I will be working on. I did the Derwent Valley Gazette, and so we started up the East Coast View newspaper. So then Tasmanian Country, which was owned by News Corp, that closed, and so we restarted that one as well. So it's a pretty exciting time to be working with a local company. And the other thing too is that with young media graduates coming out, they have very limited, well, no job opportunities, and we're looking to put someone on as well. So there's plenty of upside.
Well, I know from my time at The Advocate that it was a great training ground, regional newspapers, and, you know, the people that have worked there have gone on to bigger and better things and, you know, international careers in some cases. It's a great grounding for young journalists to actually get involved in a community newspaper.
Oh, absolutely. I did my cadetship at The Advocate newspaper, and it's fantastic grounding, and the friends that I made during my cadetship, I'm still very good friends with. They're lifetime friendships. So, and the reason why it's really good training ground is because you're thrown in to do everything. I covered local council meetings, to football, to court, to shipping news. You know, you did everything.
As did we all. You're right, you've got to be a jack of all trades in those situations. And as I said, it can take you anywhere. In your case, it took you to Queensland, where you edited a rural newspaper there. You actually worked overseas for a while, and more recently you were a rural reporter for the Mercury.
That's right, yeah. Look, I even had a stint overseas in Washington, D.C., of all things, working for the Korean Broadcasting System. That's the South Korea. Would have been interesting if it was working for the North Korean
news
service. But, yeah, look, it's the Advocate. It was a fantastic starting point, and I'm great to be sort of half linked to the Northwest again, because I grew up in Smithton, and I'm very pleased to be moving back into God's country.
Well, I'm sure a lot of our listeners would recognise the name. As you mentioned, you grew up in Smithton, and so coming from a small community, you're going to feel right at home moving to King Island. You're going over there after Christmas, the 21st of January, as you mentioned, is the first publication date. But how good is that, a job on King Island?
Yeah, I know. Look, funny enough, even though I grew up in the Northwest, spent the time there, worked at the Advocate, I never had the chance to get to King Island. I always wanted to. It's only 80 kilometres north of Burnie, and this is fantastic. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and it's right in my own backyard.
Editing a weekly newspaper, it's a bit like you mentioned, doing a regional daily, you have to do a bit of everything. I know I edited a weekly newspaper myself for a year on the Northwest Coast. You've got to be a jack of all trades. There's always plenty to do, though, isn't there?
Oh, there is, and also it's listening to people's stories. Because this is a really important issue, and this is a passion of mine, is that the voice of someone from Nabargina, let's say, from the far northwest coast, that voice is just as important as someone from Battery Point in Hobart. And so when these regional papers are closed and gone, that voice is lost. And so if King Island loses its voice, which is its newspaper, the King Island Courier, that is many voices of that area. And so the issues that they encounter will be lost. I mean, you know, someone will come from a news bureau in Hobart or Launceston and do a story for 2 or 3 days, and they won't have the context of what that story is required. So it's really important that regional and rural news voices are heard.
What's the reaction been like on King Island since the announcement was made? I know there was a lot of disappointment when it was announced that the paper was going to fold, but since then, as I said, Font Power have come to the rescue. What's the reaction been like on the island?
Oh, fabulous. You know, thank yous from the people. And it's very reminiscent of when we brought Tasmanian Country, which is the only statewide paper in Tasmania, and that's got an agricultural focus, is that people were devastated when that closed, and they felt really lost. And so when we brought that back, people were full of gratitude, and thank you for doing that. And this is the same with King Island Courier.
When I started my journalism career, we started with typewriters, and then we went into computers, and we didn't have emails. We had to check spell check with dictionaries and things like that. It's come a long way now, though, Roger. You'll be probably taking your own photos, and you know, back in our day, if you picked up a camera, the photographers would go on strike. It's changed a lot, hasn't it, the newspaper industry?
It certainly has. And yeah, look, when I started, I was just telling this to someone just yesterday, is that when I started, we had like a little piece of paper, probably an A4 size width, but very much shorter, and so you used to write maybe three or four paragraphs on it with carbon paper underneath it. I mean, people don't even know what carbon paper is now because you've got photocopies. And then you present that story to a sub-editor who would then rip it to shreds or throw it back at you because you've written it wrong, and so you learned how to write. And so, yes, I'm pretty much be able to produce a newspaper from a laptop with a smartphone for photos, but also have a better camera for other certain photos. And the thing that's changed dramatically in the newspaper environment is that there's lost trades. For example, a compositor was a tradesman or a tradesperson, and that section of the newspaper is completely removed.
Well, even the printing of the paper these days is done digitally as well, so that the technology is forever changing. And one thing I know, Roger, from my background and yours, that we had it drummed into us, I'll guarantee that when the King Island Courier hits the newsstands on the 21st of January, there won't be any spelling mistakes in it.
I can absolutely guarantee this to people, is that you never intend to make a spelling mistake. When you're writing a story, you never intend to make a mistake, but we're all human. So look, you and I could go to somewhere and we can hear the same person talking and telling a story. Both of us could walk away with a completely different angle to that story and we will tell it. We may have heard it wrong, or we may have interpreted it wrong, but it's an honest mistake. And most journalists who've got a bit of integrity will, you know, they will make mistakes. That's human error, but you never intend to do it, and you always intend to treat the person fairly and just tell the story.
Yeah, I think the issue I was getting on to was that the fact there's not many subs about, or sub-editors, as we call them, subs in the day, and no one's checking the work, and you see spelling mistakes and apostrophes in the wrong place pretty well every day. But I know from your background, Roger, that won't happen with the King Island Courier. Congratulations on it. We look forward to seeing the first edition on the 21st of January, but thanks for your time this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Look, absolute pleasure, Martin, and all the best with you. And I think you're doing a fabulous job on the radio there, so keep up the good work.